5 tárgyalat, a 4. kieknek a 14. fejezetéből olvasom. A fejezet címe vének irány története, és a 38. vers következik.
Vamri Shantarishayo Bhavatam Sagatodisham Amshu Samito Amshu Samokito Purish Choranam Abhyumpatam Ivan Thus Vishanta While considering
Miközben gondolkodta
Vishaya The great saintly persons
A nagy szentek
Davatam Running
Futva
Sarvabha Adishnam From all directions
Minden irányból
Pumshu Apamshu Dust
Por
Samudita Arose
Keletkezett
Puri Much
Sok
Choranam From thieves and rogues
Tolvajoktól és marosztelőktől
Abhyumpatam Engaged in plundering
Fosztogattak
Translation When the great sages were carrying on their discussion in this way, they saw a dust storm arising from all directions. The storm was caused by the running of thieves and rogues who were engaged in plundering the citizens.
Fordítás. Miközben a nagy bölcsek itt tanakodtak, arra lettek figyelmesek, hogy minden irányból porfelhő közeledik feléjük. A porfelhőt a futó tolvajok és gorosztevők verték fel, akik az embereket fosztogatták.
Report, Bashir Kalpat. Thieves and rogues simply await some political upset in order to take the opportunity to plunder the people in general.
Magyarázat. A tolvajok és gonosztevők csak a politikai zavargásokra várnak, hogy a lehetőséget kihasználva kifoszthassák az embereket.
To keep thieves and rogues inactive in their profession, a strong government is always required.
Megfékezésükhöz mindig erős kormányra van szükség.
In this verse we hear one of the many duties of a Vedic king.
Ebben a versben a védikus királyok egyik kötelességére hallunk.
Which is to deal with the choranam. Choranam means, Prabhupada translates, thieves and rogues.
Ami azt jelenti, hogy ők foglalkozzanak choranamokkal, a tolvajokkal és gonosztevőkkel.
If you spend any time in India, you know this word chor means the thief, there's the billy slaves that are always beaten with sticks.
Hogyha jelenleg alak Indiában, akkor hanem megismerkedik ezzel a szóval csóra, ami azt jelenti, hogy tolvajok, akik jönnek a faluba és botokkal verik őket.
Krishna is also chore, he steals the hearts of his devotees.
Krishna is chore, rá, aki fogja a szívét.
But that's transcendental thievery.
Ez transzendentális tolvajlás.
And that causes great happiness when he steals our hearts.
Ami nagy örömet okoz, amikor ellopja a szívünket.
But this other type of chore, this causes a lot of anxiety.
De ez a másik fajta chore, ez sok aggodalmat okoz.
Have you ever had anything stolen?
Valaki elloptak tőle valamit?
Before you hand over your
consciousness. Hát tegye fel a kezét.
You see how prominent these chore of these thieves and rascals are in modern society. They're everywhere.
Gyakorlják a modern társadalomban mindenhol ezek a tolvajok és gazemberek.
In Hindi, we call them dacoit.
Hindiul így hívják őket, hogy...
When you're in India, you don't hear choranam, you hear dacoit, and you get scared of dacoit.
Dacoit, nem azt mondják, hogy choranam, hanem a dacoit is tartjuk félbe.
When we're going to Govardhan from Vrindavan, we go on the thorough road, we don't go the road over the railroad tracks, because that's very dangerous at night, there's no police there, and the chore. The dacoits are always waiting to stop your car and steal from you.
Hogyha megyünk Vrindavanba Govardhanba, akkor mindig a kerülő úton megyünk, nem a vasútvonalon keresztül, mert mindig vannak ilyen rablók, akik ki akarnak fosztani.
From Krishna the Bhava Mandir, there's two roads. You go to the third road, it takes longer, and down to the third, then the main road to Oberdam, to Gericha. But if you go down to the right and cross over the railroad tracks, you have to wait 45 minutes for the train, then you get the long, lonely road and back way.
Mi chiami sindaco al governo, se quella è per il modo di aiutare le famiglie che hanno avuto dei cheshuti per le famiglie che sono terrestri, la famiglia che è terrestri, o le famiglie che sono terrestri, o le famiglie che sono terrestri, o le famiglie che sono terrestri, o
le famiglie che sono terrestri, o le famiglie
che sono terrestri, o le famiglie che sono terrestri, o
le famiglie che sono terrestri,
o le famiglie
che sono terrestri, o le
famiglie che sono terrestri,
and the king has to deal with them. One of my disciples, Nila Maliva Das, is a Sanskrit scholar. He lives in Canberra, Australia, teaches at a university there. And when he was doing his postgraduate studies before he got his PhD, he was studying the teachings of the Goswami.
És miért nem kaptam el a doktori diplomáját, akkor szóval mit tanításait tanulmányozta.
But because he was, you know, aspiring for that degree, he went to India, and he went to Jaipur, and he was doing some research in the museum there.
És miért kerekedett el a doktori diplomára, elment Indiába, Jaipurba, és ott kutatott a doktori múzeumban.
And he had access to some very confidential papers. I remember he was telling me one time he found a letter written by Vishwanath Chakravarti
Thakur.
Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, handwritten to the king of Jaipur. Saying that the road from Jaipur to Vrindavan was just full of dacoits and that they were causing so many problems to all of the devotees who were going back and forth between Vrindavan and Jaipur. Goswamis were also very expert in practical affairs as well. So he was complaining to the king, you should do something about this, it's disturbing our pilgrimage. We're trying to go on pilgrimage to Vrindavan and pilgrimage to Jaipur to see Radha Govinda, and the dacoits are robbing us. Do something about it, you're the king. Seems whenever you want a policeman, they're not there, and when, you know, you don't need them, they're there. You need something the police, this is their duty to keep these trying these rogues and rascals, to keep them in check, to punish them.
Indeed,
they always have that bat on the stick. Where's the hip gun? So this is the duty of the king and his soldiers. Because these type of people, they don't listen to reason. Use force. Janaka Pandit says in his Niti Shastra, you control a bull by putting a ring in his nose. Some of you, maybe you're cowboys, coward boys from New Brajadam, you know that you put the ring in, and this is the most sensitive part of the body of the bull. So you put a ring in his nose and put the rope and tie it to the stake. Like, he's a very big, powerful animal. He goes, oh, 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 oh. It's like my mother would control me. She would grab my ear. Okay, Mom, okay, Mom. So you control a bull with a ring in the nose. You control an elephant with a bull in the nose. What is that?
este.
And horse.
Y Shingobat.
Which one you go by? How do you control a horse? You control a horse with a whip.
Not
pushing on your belly.
Masharat.
Horses are very sensitive under their belly. They go. And you control a choranam, he says. You control a rascal with a stick. That's the only thing they understand is the stick. So, for example, if a king caught a murderer, he would immediately execute him. I'll put him in jail and get him a lawyer, and then, you know, 6 months court case, and then, you know, it's not so bad after all, and then, you know. Off with your
head.
You didn't need death penalty. If it was determined he actually killed that, was a murderer, then that's it. Nowadays, due to sentiment and weakness, most countries, they don't have a death penalty.
Manapság az érzelmi szempontok és a gyengeség miatt nincs halálbüntetés az országban.
128 countries in the world have abolished the death penalty.
A világon 128 ország szüntette be a halálbüntetést.
128, that means two-thirds of the world.
128 ország az azt jelenti, hogy a világ két harmadrészt beleért Indiát.
Can you imagine?
A Dharma földje.
Where the kings would rule by the Manushamita, they abolished the death penalty. They've taken the law into their own hands. This is considered a crime when a citizen takes the law into his own hands. I'll do what I want to do. No, you do what the government says.
Ez bűnök számít, hogy egy polgár mondja azt, hogy majd én a kezembe veszem a törvényt, azt csinálod, amit én akarok. Nem azt nem csinálod, amit a kormány mond.
But in fact, the government itself has taken the law into its own hands.
De maga a kormány vette a saját kezébe a törvényt.
And no longer following the Manushamita.
Nem követik többé a Manushamitát.
That's where Krishna expresses his desire that the murderer,
ahol Krishna kifejezi azt a vágyat, hogy a gyilkost,
not only our Vedic scriptures, even the Bible says. Where is it? I don't know. In the Bible somewhere. It says, if any mischief is done, it should be life for life, eye for eye, tooth for tooth, hand for hand, foot for foot, burning for burning, wound for wound. And it says stripe for stripe. I don't know what that means, but that's maybe some of you are Christian scholars. The country was communist till 20 years ago. So stripe for stripe, I don't know. But like tit for tat.
Stripe for stripe, but don't each other that.
So this condemning to death a murderer, this is not a cruel and unjust punishment. As you know, we've discussed this many times. This is good for the murderer as well. If his life is not taken in this life, then his next lifetime he has to suffer even more.
Mert hogyha ebben az életében nem veszik el az életét, akkor a következő életében még többet kell szenvednie.
The second disease, if you don't take care of it immediately, what happens?
Olyan ez, mint egy betegség, hogyha nem törődsz vele azonnal, akkor mi történik?
It gets worse.
Rosszabb lesz.
I've had a toothache, not toothache, but I've had this like low ebb infection in my tooth for months now, because I haven't had time to go to the dentist.
Volt egy fogfájásom, nem is fogfájásom, hanem ez az alsó állkapcsolatban volt egy ilyen erős fájdalom, és egyre rosszabb, mert nem volt igen hónapokig elmenni a fogalom.
No free time.
Nem volt szabad idő.
This is my free time. This is what we like to do in our free time.
Ez a szabad idő, most ezt szeretem csinálni a szabad időmben.
Speak.
Beszélni.
Go to the dentist, though, because this...
De el kéne mennem a fogalom.
Actually, that tooth is loose.
De most kigazult a fogalom.
you don't take care of something, it gets worse. So the sinful reaction is there in the heart. Unless it's dealt with, it's material, it's evil, it just, it festers, we call it, a wound festers, it gets gangrene, it gets worse. Unless you take care of anything, it gets worse. So the sinful reaction of killing someone is there in the heart. Unless you deal with it immediately, the tendency is it gets worse. Next lifetime, you have to suffer more. So for your own good,
it's
a famous saying in English, hangman, do your duty. The trap door goes.
So,
this is not very nice. We don't like to hear
yucky. Because
you're not Kshatriyas.
You're
Brahmanas.
Your
business is Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Pangam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmani Vedanam. The very nice, subtle, refined principles of bhakti, devotion to Krishna. When Kshatriyas hear that, Shravanam, oh, that's for sissies, Shravanam, Kirtanam, that's for Brahmanas, Shravanam, Kirtanam. Kshatriyas. When there's no war, they're restless. They have nothing to do. Let's create some diplomacy so they can have a war. Let's do some mischief so they can start a fight.
For Krishna.
Krishna.
This
is Kshatriya. So you hear about this cutting off of the head and hanging the man.
You
can sit all day and speak and hear the Bhagavatam. We're very happy just to hear Bhagavatam. Of course, out of duty we go out, but like Sanatana Goswami, when he was alone with the Prime Minister in the court of Nawab Hussain, he just went home and studied
Bhagavatam.
Of course, we're not perfect Brahmanas. We're trying to come to the mode that is trying to become Shuddha Shakta, pure
Vaishnava.
So Prabhupada said, because of our restlessness, he has to create so many engagements for us. And we need also, people need those. But in principle, in the long run, when we're old, we should be able just to sit for many hours a day. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna.
We should be able just to sit. Be very happy. Shravanam Kirtanam, Krishna
Shmaha.
So this is, these are things we're speaking here of the countries. Big man. They're big. To be in the army of Jai Singh, who was one of the 1700s, he was a powerful king. He built Jaipur. To be in his army, you had to be 7 feet tall, which is this much taller than me. You had to be 2 meters at the shoulders. I ask you, how many Indians are 7 feet tall? Dara. Think in Russian. How do you say? It's not many. So they had to really work. Eat your Rice Krispies and your Cheerios to get rid of it. What a dollar rice. to be many special, now you don't see any cut-throughs. Maybe you see a few cut-throughs. We still have some Gurkhas. Gurkha? The Gurkhas are the Nepalese soldiers. The Nepali people, they're very good fighters. They're not big at all. They're short. They're smart. And very mean. Can you call that in American? They're dirty fighters. They don't fight by the rules. We won't go into details, but and in World War II, the British depended on them a lot. I'm told that when the German soldiers heard there was a battalion of Gurkhas, they would become very afraid of fighting the Gurkhas. In the Gulf War, this was like 10, 15 years ago, the Gulf War, and then they also, the British also brought in some Gurkha regiments.
Because
they knew they were fearless. And one time it was a special operation, they wanted them to parachute behind the lines and fight the Iraqis. The famous true story. British commander came in, there was 200 or 300 Gurkhas there. He said, "Man, we want to take you in an airplane and drop you from 10,000 feet behind enemy lines." How many of you volunteer for this mission? And only maybe half the men raised their hands. I thought you were Gurkhas. I thought you were courageous. Well, what is the problem? I dropped you from 10,000 feet. What is the problem behind enemy lines? One Gurkha said, "Sir, I do not think I can survive a fall from 10,000 feet." So, 50% had volunteered to jump out of the airplane. Courage. They're not afraid to die in battle, because Krishna says the Kshatriya dies fighting for Dharma, at least he goes to Shlokalok. Just to die on the battlefield fighting for Dharma is at least Shlokalok. But if you're like Arjuna, you're doing it as a devotee in service to Krishna, then you go to Golok, not Shlokalok, but you go Golok. So these are men of special character. They're men of special character. And not only did they have to curb down the children, the ropes and the thieves, but they had to ensure that there was no sinful activity going on in the general mass of people. Not only did they have to make sure there were no people like that, but there were no activities like that going on, like meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex. Because they knew that by association with that activity, good people would also become jhana. It's just a question of association. Everything's a question of association. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, translation, you become bad.
Hogyha jó társulásod van, akkor jó leszel, és hogyha rossz társaságba keveredsz, akkor rosszá válsz.
How many of you were bad before you came to Krishna?
Hányan voltatok rosszak, mielőtt a Krishna-tudat bejöttetek?
But most people are innocent, so it was because of bad association.
A legtöbben ártatlanok, úgyhogy ez a rossz társulás miatt
volt. But you were born a demon, there are some demons.
De hogy démonok születtetek, vannak démonok.
But I said, most people are innocent.
Prabhupád azt mondja, hogy a legtöbb ártatlanok.
Most people are innocent.
There is
God, there is the devotee, there is the innocent, and there is the demons. Most people, the general people, are innocent, but by that association, they become rotten apple. Just like, for example, if you have a barrel of apples, and one apple goes rotten,
és egy alma megrohant.
What happens?
Mi történik?
Are you farmers? You're not conscious. Are you conscious?
No,
we are brahmanas. You don't know. If there's a bad apple in a barrel, it infects the other apples, and they all become bad apples. One bad apple creates a barrel of bad apples.
Egy egész hordot.
And one pretty body can create a whole society of pure
devotees.
Prabhupada said, Lord Brahma can create the universe, but a pure devotee can liberate the entire universe. So we're kind of on the margin between the material. We're tiny, we're jivatma. So we're kind of like on the. So we can fall into bad or we can fall into good. Which way we go depends on our intelligence. Or our desire. Or good or bad luck. Anyway, somehow or other we have to remain in the association of devotees. Otherwise, by bad association, we'll become bad. According to the three modes of material nature, acquired by the embodied soul, one's faith can be of three kinds.
Az ember hika háromféle lehet.
In goodness, compassion, or ignorance.
Lehet a jóságban, a szenvedélyben, vagy a tudatlanságban.
So I said, don't you know, now you're about to start it.
Isten mondja, hogy most halljál erre a Arjuna.
So this is especially true in Kali Yuga. Mostly in Kali Yuga, it's bad.
Főleg ez a Kali Yuga, mert a Kali Yuga, mert a legjobb a
rossz. You live in a shadi, hey, Rajan, Asti, hey, Kamaha, Guna, Kirtanari, Krishna, Sya, something. You know that verse? Hey King, this age of Kali Yuga, which is about to begin, is very bad. Bad news. That's some bad news for you, Prabhu. This age is an ocean of inauspiciousness. Oh, I'm born in this age, yes. You live in an ocean of inauspiciousness. Like there's oceans that we hear in the Krishna book. There's an ocean of milk, there's an ocean of sugar, an ocean of
tea.
And what do you live in? You live in an ocean of inauspiciousness.
Don't worry.
Get to know where Krishna is. Mukta Sangha Param Vijaya. There's hope, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
Shut up, I'm thing.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, don't worry.
What thing is that?
What?
Yes, yes.
Just by chanting this name of Krishna.
Should I share a miracle Krishna?
What can achieve protection and go back to God?
Somebody related to the Kirtish,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. This is bad news. bad in this age, you're forced to be bad. Unless you're a devotee, you're forced. For example, in modern education, you have a genuine interest to go to school to learn something valuable to get a good career. But you know that college is mainly partying. Many, I don't know about Hungary, but in America, I mean, they do study, but they... The students in America are very proud. They call themselves party animals. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. If you are a party animal, if order is a
government.
That's too much. But that's what school means, and that's why a lot of students fail. Students fail because they went there with a keen, sincere interest, but because of bad association. Because of their uncontrolled senses. Persons are too addicted towards materialistic life. Gradually glide downwards to hellish conditions. Let's help them. Neither by their own efforts or the efforts of others or a combination of the two can deliver.
Azt mondja meg, hogy a magyar, se a mások erőfeszítése, se és a saját erőfeszítésükkel együtt sem lesznek sikeresé.
What to do?
Tehát, hogy mit csináljunk?
Brahmananda Ramati Gauranga Bhakti Panjiv Guru Prasya Prasad Hari Bhakti Lakbish Only by the mercy of Guru and Gauranga.
Csak is Guru és Gauranga kegyében.
Once in the night, I did wander in pain, praying for sunrise to see him again. Then from great heights came a vision of grace, your causeless mercy from a transcendent place. Oh, grant me my eyes, let me stand in the rain of your rainbow of love. The eternal refrain, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. It's all coming from above. Somehow or other, the Vaishnavas intervene in our destiny. Don't ask them to come. No one asked Prabhupada to come to the West. There wasn't some teenager sitting in the university, you know. Dear Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, it's 1964. Dear to Jhansi, India, please can you come to the Western world and deliver us from ignorance? Out of his own sweet will, he came. No one knew what he was or who he was. But by his powerful sangha, by his pure association, he turned those hippies into happies.
Mert tiszta társaságának a hatására a hippikből boldogok lettek.
Voilà. Ça c'est moi. This is... I was a weekend hippie. My parents made sure I didn't drop out of school.
A szüleimben is kötek valahogy, hogy ne az iskola.
But on the weekends...
A hétvégeként...
Draw swept us up in his the ecstasy of his devotional service. A tsunami of love. Who can resist the tsunami? Who can stop this movement? Is this Lord Chaitanya's desire? And everyone will be caught up, as Kaviraj Goswami says, in the net of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. They can't resist. I was watching Bobby come to her Sankirtan, and she's a small little shy girl. On Sankirtan, she's like a lioness. Prabhupada said the Matajis, they're like lamb at home, but a lion on the chase. With a pure desire, of course. I was watching her last year. She comes up, she's small, the people are tall. But she won't let them go unless she claims something. No one can escape the Sankirtan movement. Otherwise, what hope is there?
Naturally, the trees wake up.
It's like So when the spring comes, all the trees and the plants and the bushes, and their flowers come, and the leaves come. So in the proper atmosphere, you're Krishna consciousness. Titikshava, Krunika, Shunikam, Shavadehingam, Ashuta, Shafuta, Ashuta, Ashuta, Ashanta, Sharada, Shavapushanaha. If you're in the right atmosphere, all your Krishna conscious qualities, pop, 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 like Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop.
Ez a megfelelő atmoszférában van az ember, akkor az összes kis tudatos tulajdonságait kinyílik, mint a tudatot, a kukoricát.
Cleanliness, truthfulness, mercy, austerity, compassion. You live here, in this building, you live in New Kajadab, I don't care if you're, you know, you're a reincarnation of your Anakashi Prabhu.
Ha itt ülsz, vagy itt élsz ebben a templomban, vagy ott a zsadámban, akkor nem számít, hogy ilyen a kasi inkarnációja vagy.
What's gonna happen?
Mi fog történni?
Slowly, those little buds, those little flowers, those little leaves.
Lassan megjelenek, és lebenek a kis bimbók.
Tudik, sifa, rika, sirinam, sifadéginam. Ajata, sifada, ajata, sifada, sanda. Sarva, 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 and after 50, 60 years,
just in the time of Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. About to stay in the goodness of, so it'll take some people longer, some people longer. Because some pots are dirtier than other pots. Some pots have the burned milk. You ever try to cook a pot that has burned milk on it? I very quickly wanted to graduate from a pot washer. He was saying that there was a roadie because the cook had this thing he would always burn the milk. And I
mikor ilyen mosogató fiú voltam, akkor nagyon gyorsan túl akartam jutni ezen a képzésen, mert volt egy szakács, aki mindig leégett a tejet.
So some hearts, voila, some hearts are very dirty, so. Chito darpan marjanam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. But be patient. Rupa Goswami said one quality of a Vaishnava is
patient.
So that the atmosphere is peaceful, so that makes Krishna conscious. The king has to make sure none of these things are going on.
Tehát az atmoszférának békésnek és kisutatosnak kell lenni, és a királynak a dolga, hogy gondoskodjon róla, hogy ez biztosítva van.
Nowadays it's the leaders who propagate those
actions. Manapság a vezetők az, ami propagálják ezeket a cselekedeteket.
There's no hope.
Nincs semmi.
There's no hope.
Nincs semmi.
Only Goranga.
Csak is Goranga.
No hope, because the leaders,
nincs semmi.
They're, the government taxes all these, taxes the liquor.
Hát a kormány adott szemben a litőre az alkoholra is.
It taxes the meat production.
A hús termékekre.
It taxes the prostitution.
A prostitúcióra.
What an age.
Micsoda kor.
But at least we have example of kings of yore.
De legalább vannak a régi királyok példái.
But actually it was all predicted.
Még ez ember ez mind meg volt.
But we didn't have. We weren't warned.
De majd nem voltunk figyelmeztetve.
My mother used to tell me, didn't I tell you?
Az anyukám azt mondta, hogy egyet nem megmondtad.
You can tell I wasn't a good boy.
Akkor megállapít, hogy
egyet nem megmondtad. Did I warn you, Brian? I mean, did I warn you?
Hát én nem megmondtam, Brian, nem megmondtam.
Yeah, Mom.
Igen, anya.
Sorry.
Bocsánat.
Not this body, I'm going to Krishna.
Ez a test vagyok, megyek Krishnához.
Amen. Evam ratabir pushtabir akune shishtamandale. As the earth thus becomes crowded with a corrupt population,
ahogy a föld teli lesz ilyen zöldött népességgel,
whoever amongst any of the social classes, he shows himself to be the strongest, will become the leader. Whoever the strongest, he becomes the leader. Doesn't matter if he's in good qualities, he's got big muscles. These kings will be mostly thieves. Oh my God, we're talking about Chor. When the king becomes Chor, rather than if we live in a society of thieves, the king, he becomes the thief. Number one, thief. We have to run away. And that's what happens. Rajahi, Rupai, Rajanyar, Nirganar, Dashtatanamidhi. Losing their wives and properties to such horrible rulers.
Mikor az életüket és a tulajdonokat elvesztik az ilyen szörnyű uralkodók miatt.
Who will behave no better than ordinary thieves.
Akik nem viselkednek jobban, mint a közösséges tolvajok.
The citizens of Kali Yuga will flee to the mountains and the forests.
A Kali Yuga polgárai elmenekülnek a hegyek közé és az erdőkbe.
This is all predicted. My father said, the Sankirtan movement can hold back the tide of Kali Yuga. Wow. Just like who can hold back the tide? If you go to the ocean, you don't have an ocean here.
If
you go to Croatia, on vacation, you see the ocean, the Adriatic Sea. Looks like a really big Lake Balaton. I don't know, it's much bigger than Lake Balaton. Oh, is it this big? It's all going well. So you go and you see it, and the tide is coming in. Stop! You're going to stop the tide. Stop! My sandcastle!
Ha, 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 ha.
So you think you can, who can stop the tide of Kali Yuga? Why is that there? Because this is the accumulated reaction of all the people of Kali Yuga's sins from previous ages.
A Kali Yuga emberének a bűneinek az összegyűlő visszahatásai ezek a korábbi korokból.
Satyajitadipura nonsense, then Kali Yuga, you get the full brunt of the reaction.
Satyajitadipura korokban lustagosságokat csinálsz, akkor a Kali Yuga van megkapod a teljes.
Nobody in this age can be proud.
Ember a korban senki sem lehet
büszke. The burnt remnants of previous ages.
A korábbi korok,
So, who can stop this tide of the accumulated sinful reactions of billions of people? Stop! It's like Arjuna said to Krishna, Krishna, but the mind is more difficult to control than the raging wind. It's clearly impossible to stop the wind. No, I have no space between my fingers. Stop wind. But Krishna says, it is possible to control the mind. The impossible becomes possible in Krishna consciousness. She says, yes, Arjuna, it's difficult, but by constant practice and detachment, you can control the restless mind. Wherever it goes, do this restless. You bring it back and fix it on the nature of the self.
Hare
Krishna,
Hare
Krishna,
Krishna
Krishna,
Hare
Hare, Hare Krishna. So Krishna consciousness predicts the impossible. How? Because spirit is more powerful than matter. The spirit soul can control the material mind. And the spiritual movement of the magnitude of Krishna consciousness can stop the tide of Kali Yuga.
És a lelki mozgalom meg tudja állítani, a kisadat lelki mozgalom meg tudja állítani a Kaliuga
That should be front page news.
Ez kellene a hírek az újságban, az elsősorban a felnőtt hírt.
But don't expect to open the newspaper today.
Ne reményétek, hogy egy nyitott közösség.
Arra arra csak a visit to the Budapest temple.
Szóval is elhetődött a Budapesti templomba, és
azt mondja. All the problems will be solved by us chanting Hare Krishna.
És a minket meg
volt. Prime Minister has passed a motion. Everyone in Hungary should start chanting 16.
Úgyhogy a miniszterelnök egy ilyen törvényt hozott, hogy mindenki kezére 16 kell zsapázni.
And it take a little time.
Valami időre fog tenni.
But Confucius said the longest journey begins with the first step.
De azt mondják, hogy a leghosszabb út is az első lépéssel kezdődik.
And we are so fortunate that we are by, not by our own good deeds, but by the mercy of Prabhupada, we are members of this movement which is holding back the tide of Kali Yuga. What a privilege.
És olyan hihetetlenül szerencsések vagyunk, de a saját érdemekben ilyen szerencsések vagyunk, hogy részt vettük abban a mozgalomban, ami visszatartja ezt az áradatot, és oda
privilégiumot. Many are called, but few are chosen. Yes, I was chosen. Well, don't get puffed up. Causeless mercy, you'll never have a
house.
But I'm so grateful. I don't know how I'm here, but I'm so grateful. My guru has fished me out of the ocean.
This
is a tough one. Wow, that's a big fish. You want to go back in the ocean? I just saved you. You want to go back in the ocean? You don't belong, you belong in the ocean of the spirit. Please don't go back. I'm going back up. Baba said, my spiritual master was not ordinary guru. He saved me. What to speak of Krishna consciousness, that's a whole other area of discussion. Just the fact that we're delivered. This is something very big. This is the new, also be shared. It should be on the second page of the newspaper. How is this now happening? Is this
unfair?
Sometimes we're very busy. Sometimes we just stop for a minute.
De valami megállunk egy percre.
And just reflect on your good fortune. És
elgondolkodunk a jó szerencséken.
Can't be so busy that we forget. Wow. So these leaders, rascals, Prabhupada said, why is no one challenging these rascals? We can't speak too loud. Prabhupada would always speak on principle, but he would never mention any names. Especially in India, he would speak about the politicians, he would speak about the pseudo-spiritual leaders, but he would never, I never heard him, at least when I was there on the tapes, I never heard him mention anybody by name.
Indiában beszélt politikusokról, vagy ilyen állelki vezetőkről, de sose hallottam legalább, amikor én ott voltam, vagy leckéken, vagy bárkit néven nem említett volna.
But we have to speak the truth.
Ez igazat kell mondanunk.
Even if there's some risk involved.
Akkor is, hogyha ennek kockázata van.
So these kings, they were something worshipable.
Ezek a királyi kívánatra méltóak voltak.
Éham param parapaptam imam vajásrió vidú. This knowledge of Krishna consciousness was received through disciplic succession, and the saintly kings understood it in this way. They were the guardians of the truth. The Brahmins would teach it, and the kings would guard it. So these are the two higher orders of society, Brahmins and righteous Kshatriyas. You'll find some Brahmins. Hard to find real Kshatriyas. What are they like? Soryam and Hedra Pitir Paksham Yudhita Yapalayanam. Heroism. Power. Determination. Resourcefulness. Courage in battle. Generosity. And leadership were the natural qualities of work for the Kshatriyas. Of course, they didn't work alone. Nobody can do anything alone. So they had their armies. Tanakapati said the sutra strength is his attitude of service. A vicious strength is his money. A Brahman's strength is his learning. And a Kshatriya's strength is his army. A king without a kingdom? We have that line in our Ramayana play. Ravana makes fun of Lord Ramachandra. You're supposed to be the king? A king without a kingdom? A king without an army? my horse, my kingdom for a horse. Maybe a king needs horses and military and forts and treasury and these king fools in other countries. But they were king of kings. They would go into battle with the boys. Even in modern times, not so modern, but like Napoleon, he fought with his men. Caesar, Julius Caesar, he was sitting in Rome for so many years. For many, many years, he was leading his forces in the fight across Gaul, across Europe and Spain. He was always the front. Caesar was fighting. One on three, one on four. But they were able to kill him when they ganged up on him. He was a small, but he was a tough guy. When they came 5, 6, 10 to kill him, he assassinated Caesar. To bring him down. He saw his best friend, Brutus. Caesar covered himself with his cloak. They wore the cloaks, he covered himself. Caesar just resigned himself. He's cut through. They're not afraid to die. Took his cloak. Or Alexander the Great. He went from Macedonia to Benares. He was always at the front. Seen a picture of him? He's like Charles Atlas. He's short. Don't step on me. so fired up that they were trying to attack a fort. So they attacked, and they put the ladders up. The armies go over the ladders, and they fight inside. So it was a very difficult battle. And they couldn't even get the ladders up. They were pouring hot molten lead. God's enemy was so courageous that he put the ladder and he'd fight in and he got up and he jumped over the wall. And he fought. 45 minutes. Finally, his men who loved him very much. These kings had no problem with revolution. You want a revolution? Whoa. We all want to change the world. No. These people were happy with their kings because they were courageous. Alexander, but he was gracious, but in any case, they were Krishna conscious. People felt protected. By your leadership, even if your leader tells you something you don't necessarily want to do, you have faith. He's right. He's a good manager. Voila. So I say, who? Well, this is you. You have your leadership here in this Shikarama Swami
Prabhupada.
So Alexander's men, they just got this burst of courage, and they ran to the wall, and they put them, and somehow they made it over, and they surrounded Alexander.
And
a spear going through his chest.
And
you see the man with a sword in his face, which is full of blood. One arm was also injured. He was fighting by the sword. And they jumped over the wall. They saw their king. They became mad. And they just wiped out that entire fort. They were outnumbered. In this country. But Alexander, and it took him some long time actually to recover from that. Some people say he never really recovered from that spear wound. He got some disease later on. Where are the examples today? We have our examples. We have, Maharaj
Parikshit.
He was out there on the front line. He went just tourist came and he saw a Kali beating the cow, right? Death penalty. For killing a cow. That's really cruel, not just punishment. But they don't understand how important the cow is to the stability and the material and spiritual progress of society. The cow, by taking care of the cow, and all the economy is adjusted.
I don't know
about the detail because I'm not keeping it back from Sankirtan. But to protect the cow is an essential duty, a sacred duty of the kings. If only because she's Krishna's favorite animal. From her comes the milk to get the brain to understand the Bhagavatam. All plows the fields, you get the grain to remain. Healthy and strong to live a long life to understand Krishna.
És akkor így kapunk gabonát, amitől egészséges lesz a testünk, és hosszú életünk lesz.
My challenge to your Western countries is you're making friends with a dog, and you're killing a brother to God.
Kihívott benneteket itt a nyugati országokban, hogy a kutyákkal barátkoztak, és megöljétek a tehenet.
There's a transcendental mystery which can only be understood by devotees. How, by protecting the brahmanas and the cows, society gets the blessings of God.
Ez egy transzendentális sejtény, amit csak a bakták érthetnek meg. Az olyan lehet a brahmanák is a tehén vélemezésével megkapni az úrtyegyi.
So these are some of the ideals of the Vedic king.
Ez a néhány ideál a védikus királyról.
And in times of peace,
és békében,
well, they had to hang up the sword for a while.
Veszem meg ennek a szökvárját.
What would the king do?
És én nem egy
király. Go to the bar and drink?
Elmegy a bárba és nézze magát.
No, these were refined men.
Nem, ezek kifinomult emberek voltak.
He would rule over the citizens and because even in peaceful times there's need for policing.
Uralkodottan polgárok felett, mert még békeidőben is szükség van rendőrökre.
But in peaceful times they would encourage the culture.
A békeidőben a kultúrán bátorította.
How do you think all these beautiful buildings and these arts and sciences develop?
Mit mondhatok, hogy a fejlődtek ki ezek a gyönyörű épületek, művészetek
tovább? Like in your country, you go down, you have to a beautiful parliament.
Mint a ti országotokban is ott van ez a gyönyörű parlament.
Also, I was on the River Thames recently, and I saw the English parliament. These are stunning buildings.
Parlamentok is ezek nagyon legyőző épületek.
Who built them?
Ki épített őket?
The kings.
A királyok.
In Dudley Moore, in times of peace, they were inspiring culture, the arts and the sciences, architecture, music, painting, writing, poetry. It's because they had extra money, they could do these
things.
These finer things of life.
From
a material point of view, they're also, the aesthetics is very nice, what to speak of, if you refine them, use them in a spiritual way.
Anyagi szempontból is jók ezek a dolgok, de főleg, hogyha egy lelki szempontból tudjunk volna.
Like Durga.
Mint Várata.
With the what beautiful paintings we have in Krishna consciousness.
Vagy gyönyörű festményeink, amik vannak a Krishna tudatban.
The poetry of Rupa Goswami.
Mint Rupa Goswami költemény.
These are the finer subtleties of even in our own movement.
Ezek a saját mozgalmunkban is jön.
But these are opulences.
Ezek a gazdagságunk.
Common men can't do these things.
Közönséges emberek nem képesek.
Kings have to tax the people. Oh, give your money. Oh, take it.
Adót kell szednie, adj meg pénzed.
And that these finer subtleties of life which make us into ladies and gentlemen supposed to they do things like that.
És így az élet kifinomultak dolgai úri embereket és úri vereket csinálnak bele, hogy legalábbis azt kellene, hogy tegyük.
Like the we read about the cities 5,000 years ago, Maharashtra used to have beautiful parks and gardens, very wide avenues, beautiful buildings, lots of beautiful devotional concerts, and look, this is how human society should live. And it's all centered around Krishna.
És mindennek a középpontjában Krishna.
It's like this beautiful building.
Mint ez a gyönyörű épület.
So such a round. Now the tie if you try to run.
A középpontjában a járit el, if you
try to the glory of mankind is not the glory of God.
Ami az ember is, nem az emberiség dicsőségére, van Isten dicsőségére.
The French kings came close to it, but it was all for their own glory.
A francia királyok megközelítették, de mint a saját dicsőségére volt.
The Palais de Versailles was for the Lydia Cannes. But you know, it was a self-glorification of a dead body. All art, culture, and science should be used for the glorification of Krishna. And if you go to India today, that's the beauty of India, the culture, the art, the sciences, the palaces. It was all for the glorification of God, therefore so inspiring.
Művészet, a kultúra, a tudomány középpontjában Isten áll, és ezért egyre inspiráló.
And that's what kings did in times of peace.
És ezt tették a királyok békeidőben.
And we thank them for doing that. Now you see the palace, the kingdom, Jaisingh and Jaipur.
És megköszönjük nekik.
Vidjiti.
El lehet menni a Jaipuri palotába, Jaisingh palotájában, hogy látni egy Govindajit.
So romantic and fantastic.
Fantáziát az embertől.
Maybe perhaps in Kali Yuga we can revive this real culture.
Because
we will spread this movement by culture. So, anyway, we can go on for hours. There's more verses in this chapter. So, we'll continue tomorrow. But there's a book called War and Peace. I'm an ignoramus. I didn't finish my college degree, so I don't know who wrote the book. Tolstoy. So I didn't even read it, but I can imagine it's about war, it's about peace. So I don't know what the take was, but Bhagavatam gives the right understanding.
Nem tudom, hogy ő neki mi volt a nézete, de Bhagavatam a megfelelő nézetpontot mondja.
How one should act in war, in times of war, and how one should act in times of peace.
Azzal kapcsolatban, hogy hogyan kell cselekedni háborús időkben, és hogyan kell cselekedni
békében. That's the business of the patriots.
Ezek satriák dolgok.
As far as we are concerned, brothers, we'll go on preaching. Heaven and hell, in war and in peace, we just keep preaching. But this governing stuff, this is the business of patriots.
Ami bennünket elmaradhat, élet, mi csak prédikálunk jó módban, rossz módban, háborúban, békében, de a satriáknak ez a dolga.
So our modern politicians would do well to read this Grantaraj Bhagavatam.
Úgyhogy a modern politikusok jól tennék, hogy olvasnák ezt a Grantaraj Bhagavatamot.
She makes sure that all the politicians have a set of Prabhupada's books in their
collection. Gondoskodott erről, hogy minden politikusnak legyen egy set Prabhupada könyvben polcán.
They learn these teachings and then they can add that to their present government and eventually, it's possible the whole world could become happy.
És innen tanulják ezeket a dolgokat, és hozzáadják a mostani módszereikhez, és akkor az egész világ boldog lehet.
At least as happy as you can be in this relative world of materialism.
Amennyire boldog lehet valaki az anyagi létben.
Prepare ourselves.
Felkészíthetjük magunkat.
We're going back to the spiritual
world. Visszamegyünk a lelki világba.
So we hanker for such leadership.
Úgyhogy várjunk ilyen vezetésre
mindenben. Gratulálat, simát,